Well, good morning and welcome to worship on this 21st of February, 2021. I'm Derek Ingfeldt, the pastor here at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Saratoga, California, and welcome you to this gathering. Our theme this morning is Heavenly Help During Earthly Temptation. We gather together today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Good, gracious, and glorious God, once again, we come together as your beloved people to focus our thoughts on your living and life-giving word that convicts us of our sin and brings us comfort, hope, and inspiration. When we are tempted by the lure of sin, fix our eyes on Jesus, empower us to resist the forces of evil, and help us to hold fast to your sure and certain promises. Lift our spirits in praise before you now, that we may faithfully bring you all honor and glory. Amen. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Our opening music, O Day of Peace. Thank you very much, Elizabeth, for that opening music as we come together on this first Sunday in the season of Lent. We are hopeful as the vaccination campaign continues here in Santa Clara County. Now more than 255,000 people have received at least one vaccination, and a full 6.1% of those who are age 16 and older have now been fully vaccinated. 6.1%. up from 3.8% last week. So progress is being made. The rate at which people are dying from COVID-19 is finally going down, 2/3 of what it was last week. Still, 496,000 people have perished. We continue to live our lives with care of our neighbor. Please take care to be masked and distanced as we finish out these days of the pandemic. And when we cannot gather physically or when we need to maintain distance, it is more important than ever to join in a time of fellowship. If you are viewing this at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning, please do join us at 9:30 for a time of live fellowship on Zoom. There are also Bible studies during the week that you can participate in, as well as a midweek Lenten gathering this Wednesday at 7 in the evening. This 45-minute gathering will center on a work by Max Lucado entitled Jesus, the God Who Knows Your Name. We will also have a time of prayer, a time of opening and closing music. Thank you for considering joining us this coming Wednesday at 7. On our church website, you can find a link to that Zoom gathering, as well as daily devotions that are posted each morning by 9 o'clock. If you have needs, please do let us know. We have people standing by to assist you. And if you have prayer requests, I'm happy to include those in the service as well. If you would like to be updated on a regular basis, I do send an email out each day updating the congregation on special events taking place, birthdays, anniversaries, all kinds of information. I'm happy to add you to that daily distribution. Simply send me your email address. And finally, thank you for your generosity in giving during this season, for reaching out to your brothers and sisters in Christ through connecting in the community. Thank you for your donations through Givelify and PayPal, which you can do through our church website, and also for the checks that you send in. It keeps this ministry and mission alive. And finally, if this service is a benefit to you, please feel free to share it with others. And now enjoy a handbell duet from Paul and Gail. Thank you. Paul and Gail, thank you very much for sharing that piece with us. When I survey the wondrous cross. During this season of Lent, our journey will take us to the cross at Calvary and beyond. The Holy Gospel for this first Sunday in the season of Lent, according to St. Mark, the first chapter, verses 9 through 15. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. As Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." At once the Spirit sent him out into the desert, and he was in the desert 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news." This is the gospel of our Lord. Temptation, the siren call, the voice that beckons, the eye that winks, the finger that curls, "Come over here. I'll show you something that will thrill you, give you something that will make you higher than you have ever been before, lead you to a place that will fill that longing inside of you, the longing that, if you will admit it, you have never been able to satisfy." Temptation comes promising to give you something that you're missing, or to provide you with something that is better than what you already have. Is that bird in your hand really worth the two that you could have in the bush? If you ask me, that bird is looking a little tired, ordinary, unglamorous. The voice of temptation assures you of a better way, a way that's different from the stodgy road of righteousness you've been traveling. It speaks of sure shortcuts that are certain to get you there faster and just as safely. It promises to open your eyes to a way around God's prohibitions, a path of access to the tree of life, a trick to outfox the naive, and the certainty of living happily ever after. Just call this 1-800 number. Go to this website. It will be virtually painless. And what, really, do you have to lose? And then there may come temptation of another sort, the voice that berates you, pulls you down, tells you you're not worth it. This temptation promises nothing better. Instead, it tells you you are deluded if you think you deserve to be where you are. You just got lucky, it says, and it will soon all be taken away from you. The promise of more and better will not be realized. The Bible calls it the passing pleasures of sin. Still, there are many who go down that road. And as for the voice that tells you you are nothing, that you are worthless, that nobody cares, that too is a lie. Today you can learn from Jesus how to face temptation and to come through it emerging stronger and with more confidence and be inspired to positively move forward in your life. Well, if you have stayed with me over the course of the past few weeks in the season of Epiphany, you may have recognized some familiar words in our gospel reading for today. For 6 weeks ago, on the 10th of January, we followed Jesus down into the waters of the Jordan, where he was baptized by John. You can listen to that sermon about heavenly words posted on our YouTube site. And a few weeks after that, we followed Jesus as he went out to gather his first disciples. Hope for a new day was the title of that message, also words which were included as part of our gospel reading for today. In fact, from our reading appointed for this first Sunday in Lent, there are only two verses that are new, two verses that you have not heard before over the course of the past 2 months, and that will be the primary focus for us today. This is the temptation of Jesus in the desert. Well, Mark wastes no time and gives us little detail about what takes place in the desert. Matthew and Luke give us content of in-depth temptation. Mark does not share this. He doesn't show us the face of Jesus, neither do we get to hear his voice. Much he leaves simply shrouded in mystery. Mark offers brief narration with no dialogue. But what he does tell us is striking. At once, he says, the Spirit sent him into the desert. At once. This event follows directly after the baptism of Jesus. So it is important to include the words that come before it. Jesus goes immediately from his baptism into the desert. And how does he get there? The Spirit sends him, we read today. Well, truth be told, the NIV does us a bit of a disservice today in that translation. The Spirit sends Jesus into the desert. The New American Standard Translation does a bit better. It says that the Spirit impelled Jesus to go out into the desert. But even that does not quite get there, for the Greek is even more powerful. In fact, this is the same word that is used when Jesus casts out demons from those who are possessed. In other words, the Spirit casts Jesus out into the desert. The Spirit leads Jesus into temptation. Jesus does it for us. For God's Spirit does not lead us into temptation. James tells us in the first chapter, no one should say, when tempted, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then after desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Jesus is cast into the desert by the Spirit, and then Mark tells us he was in the desert 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. 40 days. That is where we get the 40 days of Lent. And here perhaps we might find another clue. It's about that number, 40. It's a bit familiar, isn't it? It's come up before. And where do you remember it? All the events which take place in the Old Testament. And of course, it wasn't called the Old Testament when Jesus and his disciples were walking around, because there was no New Testament written down. It was simply Holy Scripture. Our clue takes us there, and it is there that we will find a most important connection. For every Jew reading this account of Jesus in the desert will immediately remember the nation of Israel, that they too were in the desert. And how long were they there? Surprise, surprise, 40 years, which was arrived at because the leaders that were chosen to go and scout out that which was called the Promised Land spent 40 days in that errand. And when they came back and gave their report to the people, they were anxious because the people they saw in that land were giants, they said. And the anxiety of the leaders spread like a virus throughout the community, and the people became afraid, did not want to move forward into the land, and instead turned back, wanting to go back to Egypt. It was then that God sentenced them to wander in the desert 1 year for each day that they spent spying out the land. 40 days then becomes 40 years. 40 years in the desert. And so when Jesus is spending 40 days in the desert, every Jewish ear hears and is transported back to those days of their ancestors and the memories that they had recorded in that book of Numbers. Remember Mark's first words about Jesus in the desert? At once. At once he went into the desert. Jesus had just come from his baptism. And again, if we look back into the history of God's people, what do we find? Before they were in the desert, they had just come out of the waters. They had just come out of the Red Sea. From the Red Sea into the desert. From the waters of the Jordan, Jesus is impelled or cast into the desert. And although Mark does not tell us the content of the temptations, when we go back to the baptism of Jesus, we remember the words that were spoken to him. "You are my son," the voice speaks from heaven. "You are my son whom I love. With you I am well pleased." He was assured by his heavenly Father of his Father's love and reminded of the relationship between them. This too has Old Testament precedent. For when God appears to Moses at the burning bush, where Moses receives his call from God, God tells Moses to go to Pharaoh and to declare God's word, "Let my people go." And there it is, the declaration of relationship between God and his people. Over and over again, we hear those words repeated in Holy Scripture. Before the Ten Commandments are given out there in the desert of Sinai, God speaks the words in Exodus 20, "I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt." In the midst of their wilderness wandering, God speaks to the people of Israel, recorded in the book of Numbers, chapter 15, "I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God." How many times does God repeat that? How many times does God remind his people that he is the Lord and that they are his people? It is a word that God never wants his people to forget. I am your God. You are my children. Even so, the words are spoken to Jesus in the singular, for he is the representative of the nation of Israel. "You are my beloved son. With you, I am well pleased." And if God had a sticky note with him, God would have written those words on it and handed it to Jesus as he immediately goes from his baptism out into the desert to be tempted. For what do you think was at the heart of the temptations of Satan in the desert? Satan is the adversary. He is the accuser. Jesus had just been given the promise of his Father at his baptism, and it would now be called into question. He was tempted to disbelieve that this was so. So was Israel, and so are we. God tells us time and time again, "Remember this, I am your God. You are my beloved children." The tempter will come and call it all into question, but to the word of God, we will confidently cling. You just may need to plaster your workspace with reminders, with sticky notes all over, reminding you that the Lord is your God, that you are his beloved child. Well, if you do that, if you plaster your workspace with sticky notes, take a photo and send it to me. I'd like to see it. But that is not all that we find here in this passage. For there is yet one additional reminder of the history of God's people. The clue may come for you at the mention of Jesus out there in the desert, that he was not alone, but with him were wild animals. And this clue, along with the 40 days, might bring to your mind another event in Holy Scripture. Are you there yet? If not, there's even another mention that might transport you back there. And that is at the baptism of Jesus. Mark tells us that the heavens were torn open. Do you remember another place in the Bible where the heavens were torn open? Just before it begins to rain for 40 days. And there on the ark, along with Noah and his family, were the animals, all kinds of animals, wild and tame. And it appears that with Jesus out in the desert for 40 days, he had some of the same company. Noah had his ark. Jesus had his angels. And what comes after that 40 days? After those 40 days are finished for Noah, God's sticky note, so to speak, that rainbow in the sky, the wonderful and glorious promise of God, that God will not come to destroy, but God will come to save and to sustain, to rescue and to redeem. And what happens for Jesus? After Jesus leaves his temptations in the desert, after he completes those 40 days, what happens for Jesus? He goes into Galilee to proclaim the good news of God and to share the gospel message. God is with his people. He has not come to destroy. He has come to save. The time has come, Jesus says. The time is fulfilled. The alarm clock has gone off. Turn away from every other word that would speak otherwise, for it is God himself who declares to you, I am your God. You are my beloved child. This is the sticky note that God has given you in your baptism. I am the Lord your God. You are my precious, beloved child. I am faithful to you. I am for you. I will be with you in the midst of your challenges and when you face temptation, and I will faithfully bring you through. I have touched you in the waters of baptism and have given you an everlasting promise. You are mine. Claim that promise, and it will hold you fast for all of your days. Amen. And now let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, we come before you this day and bow our hearts in humble adoration, giving you thanks and praise as we go about your work in this Lenten season. We lift before you those who are in special need of the assurance of your presence in their lives and of your healing power. And so we lift before you Athena and Alice, Ashley, Lucas, and Victor, Darrell, Dick, Doris, and Dorothy, Greg and Harriet, Janet and Carl, Kelsey, Les, Nancy, Reed, Steve and Gina, Wally and Joyce. We thank you for your faithfulness to them in their lives. We continue to pray for our nation during this time of transition. We pray for all those newly elected, that you would bless them and grant them your wisdom and grace as they seek to serve the people of this country. We pray for those afflicted with the COVID-19 virus, especially for Pastor Marty, that you would bring him back to full health that he might continue his ministry. We thank you for those who celebrate birthdays in the coming week, for Charles and Gina, for James, Josh, Samantha, and Stuart. Bless and keep them in your loving care and bless them richly in the coming year with all that is good. We pray for Saratoga Mayor Zhao and the Saratoga City Council. that you would grant them wisdom and guidance and insight, humility and strength as they serve the people of this neighborhood. We pray for our sister congregation, Prince of Peace, and for Pastors Nate and Sarah, for the ministry taking place within and beyond their church walls, for the Rwamagama School in Rwanda, for students who learn and teachers who teach, that your will might be done in their midst. And we pray for all families who grieve the loss of loved ones, for the Brower, Carino, Gonzalez, Kozer, Coomer, Linseth, Marcinko, Peters, Pritchard, Sorensen, and Strauss families, that you would grant them the comfort of your presence and your promises of everlasting life. All these spoken prayers and the silent prayers of our hearts we lift before you, trusting in your mercy, joining together in the prayer Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, thank you very much for joining us on this Sunday as we continue in this season of Lent. And now hear these good words, this benediction from the Apostle Paul. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our closing music for today, Great is the Lord.